Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Michael. I need to advise you this call is made calling for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
I disconnected with notice on intent offset. Doing pretty much they sent me to I guess payment owed. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
I guess it's telling me where I guess with the payments that you owe, payments. They had told me that I've been on the phone for an hour and I got disconnected.
So you
Is that?
said,
I called y'all. I got called y'all, and they put me on with somebody else, and then they told me to go to talk to someone in payments, auditing or whatever payments. And then
So,
and
yes, ma'am,
I've been
go
on the
ahead.
phone for an hour and I got disconnected. I'm wondering because you connect me or put me on to the right person to talk to.
So you're calling about a payment, right?
Yeah.
So you missed, wait. So
I
you're
got
trying to
disconnected.
get a payment.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I talked to a lady on your side, and she told me the only thing I owed was 4,000 and something, and it was closed. And then I talked to the guy with intent offset. He said I owe 15,000. I don't know how possible. How. And he said, "Well, I'm just telling you what you owe. Talk to in payments."
All right, let's. Can I get your social security number?
423-151723. Door over.
Your first and last name?
Mary Thornton.
Your date of birth? Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Your date of birth?
06-04-1975.
And your mother's maiden name?
The who?
Your mother's maiden name.
Henderson.
All right. The claim status is exhausted and everything right here. And to see if you hold anything, I won't be able to help you with that.
Was
Let me
there
see.
anything that owe anything?
No, man. Oh, you would have to contact the quiet department number for
I
that,
know
man.
that it was closed. The account was closed.
The account, yes, is exhausted. Exhausted means like pretty much closed. Like you won't be able to receive anything from the claim or anything. That just it.
Okay, because I know I just talked to ladies on your, like I said, on your side. She saw everything. She saw where it said I was standing from 2019. I owed and it said I had a balance of 4,000 something. But 2019, they took my well, 2020, when I filed taxes, they took my refund.
Yes, ma'am.
So,
So,
where can you transfer me to so I can talk to someone?
I can only give you the inquiry department number to talk to. They are open Sunday to Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule an appointment for the following day. And the following day
No,
that you schedule, they will give you a call.
sir. I just got the phone for an hour, and they sent me to someone else. He transferred me to someone else. And
Well, you said you tried talking to the quarry, but they transferred you to somebody else.
not inquire. I already talked to them. He said I had to talk to someone, and I don't know if it's audit or whatever, but I don't know why you can't see anything. And the lady just talked to me not too long ago, about an hour ago, and said she opened it up and she saw everything.
The lady was able to see something. Hold on.
Yeah, because she opened it up, and because it was back in 2000, she said 2016 that I had an audit. And back in 2016, I had an audit, but I sent all the information in, and they dispensed the money out. That's what I understand. I keep getting audited. Like, I've been audited for, like, maybe about 6, 7 years. I've been audited, and I keep giving them information, and they keep auditing me.
Yes, ma'am. Let me see. Hello. In general.
So you wouldn't know anything about this notice of intentment of offset of federal income tax, would you?
No, ma'am. Oh, we don't do income tax. We only do the claim and then everything, ma'am.
And the lady I've been doing my taxes with, she's been taking out money, saying she took $200 a time out of my money, saying that I was paying these states, and I'm wind up owing the state $700.
Tax?
Well, it's okay.
So you're trying to see if you owe anything from the claim that you filed in 2016, right?
Yeah, he said that I went way back to 2016, saying I had an audit and I owed, I got audited from there. They took my money for 2019.
Oh, you didn't file the claim in 2019.
Huh?
It's not showing that you filed a claim in 2019. I've been trying to see if you filed a claim in 2019, but like there isn't a claim filed in 2019.
It wasn't a claim filed.
No, the last claim you filed was 2020. After 2020 was 2016. We never filed a claim in 2019 at all.
I did.
You
That's
did.
Never.
By yourself, or you gave us a call?
I had a tax repair. I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah,
because I got my transcripts stating that. I got transcripts stating that I filed. I got them on my Gmail. You know, on my phone. That's what I mean. What's going on? I mean, saying I didn't claim, and then, I got transcripts stating that I did claim.
So, did you file in 2020?
Yes. I filed my taxes for 2020 for, no, I didn't file last year. No. They took my taxes for 19 years. And in 2020... No, yeah, 20, I didn't file.
And have you tried talking to the inquiry department with what's going on right now?
I talked to someone, and that's when you said I was owing $15,000 or like, but she just told me they closed the case and it was like $4,000, and now he's just saying $15,000.
So the inquiry department number, one of the lady you talked to in the inquiry department number, told you that you owed $15,000.
Yes, that's what I understand. I mean, I just talked to them, someone on your side, stating from that 2016, saying it was $4,000 when they took 19, they took it, and then here they're saying that I still owe $4,000 or something. the left of ballots owing $1,000 and something, for 2016, which should have been paid. And then it took my taxes for 2019.
All right, so I just sent a message out, and I'm hoping for somebody to reply. And if nobody replies with anything, like with a solution to see what's going on, you will have to talk to the inquiry department number then.
I talked to someone in the office. Exactly.
All right, so somebody just sent a message out, and they told me to tell you to try to talk to the inquiry department number again. Wait.
And when I was on the phone for an hour, then nobody, I mean, someone just hung up on me instead of answering.
What time did you call them?
I've been on the phone for a solid hour and a half, I was waiting, and they just hung up. I guess he stopped me to someone saying, I guess it was something about payments. The payment's not inquiries, the payment. I guess the inquiry, I talked to him, he sent me somebody, he said, talk to someone in payments.
Yes, ma'am. All right,
so pretty much a lot of them have closed up for the night. Hello?
So, try calling the inquiry department number again tomorrow to see what's going on, man. And look on your claimants portal for updates and everything, man.
Updates and everything. That's what I'm saying. It gave me an update. It's saying that that was, it said it's 2019, okay? And it said it was closed. And, the lady told me on your side said that they just wanted some a little bit more information. And I keep giving them my medical records, showing that my birth certificates and everything, showing these kids are mine, but it's not working. They keep on wanting to verify that these kids are mine. Because the update that's on here is saying a cap or credit based on qualifying for, I guess, children, dependents. It's giving me that because it wasn't giving me it before. Because it was taking my child tax credit and my EIC. And they were taking it. So I don't know if he's looking at that paper wrong. He's looking at it saying I owe, but they might. Saying that that's what's owed to me, I don't know. But the paperwork's telling me that all these papers is giving me my dependents and my EIC is giving me my credits back.
Yes, ma'am. All right. So what I can only say is you would have to talk to the inquiry department number again, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just gonna get my tax prepared. Call tomorrow, and maybe she can get some ends meet with this paper. Maybe I'm owed a. It's computation of earning contact credit. They're giving it back to me. So I guess I just gotta do what they wrote, and I guess I'll get the money that's owed from all those years I didn't get them. Well, thank you. You can't tell me anything because this is not what you do, so.
Yes, ma'am. I have limited access and everything, ma'am. That's why.
Okay, let me ask you one question. Okay, at the top, it's got my identity identification number, and it's got a total of $22.20 on it.
You said you tried to file.
No, I'm saying that on the top of my paper, it's saying total $22.20.
On your, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it's got total $22.20. Oh, I don't know. I just get my tax prepared, look at it, and maybe she can call and find out what's going on, because I've been on the phone all day.
Yes, ma'am. Nothing. Yes, ma'am.
Because I can't even
So.
access my transcript. I mean, I can't even get into my account. Someone keeps hacking my phone and my account, so I don't know what's going on. You have a good night, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Hope you have a good day, ma'am.
You too.